Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas announced his resignation several days after special police conducted raids all across the country last week. At least 8 influential people were detained in a spy and bribery scandal that have elements of a spy novel. Among those detained is Nečas' closest aide and the head of his office, Jana Nagyova. She was charged with ordering a military intelligence agency to spy on 3 people, including Nečas' estranged wife. Czech media reported that the prime minister and his head of office had a relationship, but both have denied the allegations. Additionally, some $7.5 million and a stash of gold bars were seized by hooded police in dozens of raids nationwide. The 8 suspects have now been charged with abuse of power or corruption. Though he initially refused to step down, Prime Minister Nečas told reporters late Sunday that he realized his position had become untenable. Nečas says he has been very attentively following the entire political developments that occurred since Wednesday and that he realizes his political responsibility. That's why he says he has informed the leadership of his center-right ODS party that he will resign as prime minister later Monday. He will also step down as chairman of the party. While this is one of the largest scandals since Czech independence in 1993, it isn't the only one. Other high-level corruption scandals since the fall of communism in 1989 and eventual breakup of what was Czechoslovakia includes a former defense minister asking the US ambassador for a $5 million bribe. Nečas' resignation officially ends his 3-party coalition government, which was created after the 2010 parliamentary election. However, Nečas said he hopes it can stay in power until a parliamentary election next year. Yet it remains to be seen whether the Czech president and parliament will be prepared to continue with what was already a fragile coalition, plunging the Czech Republic into a period of political and social instability. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.